Authorities in Maharashtra's Thane district have taken action within the stipulated 100 minutes in 88% of the poll code-related complaints received on the C-Vigil platform, an official said Friday, reported PTI. C-Vigil is a mobile application developed by the Election Commission of India, ECI, to enable citizens to report violations of the Model Code of Conduct during elections, the Maharashtra Assembly elections 2024 to the 288-member State Legislative Assembly will be held on November 20 and the results will be declared 3 days later. Thane district comprises 18 assembly constituencies. Election authorities in Thane received a total of 348 complaints on the C-Vigil platform till Thursday afternoon since the Model Code of Conduct came into force, mid-October. Of them, a total of 306 complaints, or 87.99%, have been resolved within the stipulated 100 minutes, the official said, reported PTI. Of the total, 324 offences were cognizable, he said, adding that action was being taken in rest of the complaints, reported PTI. Nominations of 7,994 candidates across 288 assembly seats found valid. The nomination papers of 7,994 candidates filed across the 288 assembly constituencies in Maharashtra, where polling will take place on November 20, were found valid after scrutiny, election officials have said. On the other hand, the nomination papers of 921 candidates were found invalid, the Office of the State Chief Electoral Officer, CEO, said in a statement on Thursday. The process of filing nominations by candidates began on October 22 and ended on October 29. The papers submitted by contestants were scrutinized on October 30, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is November 4. Polling for the 288-member State Assembly will be held on November 20 and results will be declared on November 23. The ruling Mahayuti Alliance, consisting of the BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP, and the opposition Mahavikas Aghadi, comprising the Congress, Shiv Sena, UBT, and NCP, Sharad Chandra Pawar, are the main contenders for power, though smaller parties and independents are also in the poll fray, with inputs from PTI.